There we go. Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning into the BAMF podcast. I'm your host, Mike Lafferty, and I'm here today with Jacob Blackman and Alice Peng. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hello.
All right. Hey, for those who aren't aware, Alice and her better half, or worse half, however you want to say it, Brandon Powers, they lead the Babies with Knives podcast, where they do lots and lots of cool demos of various RPGs. So broaden your horizons, learn new games, go check out Babies with Knives. And Jacob Blackman, as you're aware, there we go. He does a fan favorite series for Mutants and Masterminds called Superpowered Legends. And just to briefly sum it up, Superpowered Legends is, it would be fair to call it an homage line, Jacob?
Yes, it's an homage line to some fan favorite superhero characters that are in popular culture, mostly along the lines of if you would like to know how to build a spider themed web slinging hero, I've got a build for that. So you can see how those powers are created from Mutants and Masterminds. If you want to see a patriotic shield slinging hero, I've got a build for that. A storm wielding thunder god. I can help you out there too. And most recently, I have released a book that is an homage to a popular 80s cartoon about shape shifting alien robots called the Machina Wars.
Hey, before we get too far, you mind if I show that Netflix trailer just real fast?
Oh, sure.
Or at least just the first few seconds of it. All right, technology. Share screen, Chrome tab, share audio. Now, this just looked awfully grim to me. Grim, not green. Transformers War for Cybertron Trilogy, Siege, official Netflix. And,
I have done what I have to do to end this war. Honor will not win this war.
Grim.
This is the brutality of the Autobot Resistance.
All right, so what do we think about that?
Well, it's certainly intended for an adult audience.
Yeah.
As opposed to a lot of the Transformers series that are made these days for the younger audience.
It reads a little bit like the new DC Superman, which makes me uncertain if I will appreciate it or not. We will see. Because part of Transformers, there's a certain iconic humor to it. And a certain, is not an intentional humor. And I wonder if you're going to lose a lot of the sense of what Transformers feels like through taking it super dark. Aid!
Is Aid here?
Aid is available.
Yeah, he's waiting.
Aid, how you doing, sir?
Hello! How we doing?
Good to see you. He dismissed the Transformers Netflix trailer.
Yeah, I just saw it. Yes.
Sad robots in the rain, sad robots dying.
It looks good.
Megatron talking very slowly.
I say there's nothing in it that seems to suggest it's any more darker than the movie was, where they killed everybody off in the first 15 minutes. So
I hope it's good. We'll see.
That's a fair point, sir.
That's very true.
And you've got Jetfire in there, and yeah, so it's like and original designs. No one's fiddled with the designs. It looks very, very cool. So
they're definitely appealing to the 1980s fan. You can tell that, which is why I imagine it's leaning more towards the adult audience than the child's audience, because they know who they're aiming the series at.
Yes, yeah.
Which and again hopes makes the new He-Man series, or one of the new He-Man series, is going to do the same thing as well. If we're going to have something that's recognizable as He-Man, I'll be happy. Sorry, Alice.
Oh, no problem. Go ahead. I was just going to say that that trailer is also exceptionally short for even for trailers. So we will. So, you know, we'll see. I hope that it's a good one, because I'm very much looking forward to it. And Aid, you do have a good point. It, you know, the first 15 minutes of that other one was that way. And but they did get that Transformers humor into it. They did manage to get that inserted. Though there were things about the recent Transformer movies that I wasn't a big fan of. I will say some of the choices that they made, rather than gearing it towards a general audience of that age group, it was very much, we think only boys in the 80s watch this, so let's make sure that it's all about a certain type of appeal.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You
want to see a sexy girl? We got sexy girls lounging on cars.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I feel like Megan Fox has paid a very high price for being in those movies.
I feel bad for her because she's gotten, denigrated down to that level now because of it. But yeah.
Look, it's Brandon Powers commenting on Facebook. How you doing, Brandon?
Brandon's at work.
Well, some of us have to be. All right, but yeah.
Let's talk about Machina Wars. I've been scrolling through some of your. For those of us who were watching, for those of the audience watching us on YouTube, sorry guys on iTunes, you'll be missing this. But I've been looking through some of Jacob's art on his DeviantArt site, and lots of cool Transformers art. And you can see all of this in the Superpower Legends: The Machina Wars, which is up on DriveThruRPG right now. Let me switch back over to that one. You've done character packs before in Superpower Legends, it's the short teams books, but this goes a little deeper, right? Because this is almost like a mini campaign guide. Am I right?
Yeah. I wanted to present Machina Wars in a way that was particularly special in that it can be its own setting, or you can include it in a superhero setting, including Superpowered Legends. I have ways to link it to the existing Superpowered Legends series. Ways for other people to integrate it into their own existing superhero campaign, in the fact that these are alien robots and they can turn into machines. Maybe they're already in your game. You don't know. But ultimately, the fact is they also can be their own setting in and of itself. As we have seen with Transformers series of the past, there have been many different series from the 1980s and Beast Wars and Robots in Disguise. And currently the two ongoing series are Rescue Robots and Cyberverse.
Well, it's currently Rescue Bots Academy, to be accurate, sir.
I do not watch Transformers Rescue Robots because it's aimed for a much younger audience. It does not appeal to me. I do, however, watch Transformers Cyberverse, as despite the fact that it is, again, aimed for a younger audience, it is not aimed for such a young audience. Mm-hmm. I have found Cyberverse to be particularly fun and appealing. And I really like how Optimus Prime is especially portrayed in Cyberverse. Mm. This is the most... Optimus is always a very relatable character, but he also has that dark edge to him where he's usually saying, we must find ways to bring peace. We must have peace. We must stop the Decepticons at all costs. And then he has that dark lean to him. That doesn't happen in Cyberverse. He is one of those guys who is just willing to break his back to try to bring the Decepticons back to the peace talk tables. We must have peace. If we are not one, we will all die.
So is that big? Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Alice.
I remember that same attitude from him in some older ones from, I can't say that it was necessarily the 80s because, the decades have flown by and I'm getting old, but I remember some of the ones I was watching when I was a child. He had that same attitude of we have to become one whole unity again. And rather than, beat the tar out of them, destroy them all. And so the movies, the recent movies, the some of the destruction is definitely was a step away from what I dealt with when I was a child. And I got to say, I saw Nitro Strike have a cameo in your book.
Yes, I made sure to ask everyone if I could use their characters from our Valor Knights sessions in the Machina Wars. Everyone said yes, so I put them in there.
And yay!
hopefully if there is enough interest in the main book of Machina Wars, I will produce some supplements and maybe some adventures featuring more characters.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of a big change. I was thinking of Optimus Prime as that big friendly robot dad, you know, semi-truck Andy Griffith kind of guy. And then in the first Bay movie, he just decapitates a Decepticon there on the interstate.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh gosh, that's not what I remember of Transformers. Okay. Whew. But I mean, I remember as a kid when... I was made fun of because I preferred watching G.I. Joe and Transformers over whatever girls were supposed to watch. I have no idea, but I always watched
Strawberry Shortcake, maybe in that time.
Would be Rainbow Bright Strawberry Shortcake, yeah.
I watched Iron Man, I watched G.I. Joe, and I watched Transformers. I watched none of the girls' things. War Machine was my favorite superhero of all time because of it, and yeah. So Transformers holds a very special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to admit, one of the things that persuaded me to write the Machina Wars was talking to everyone here on the Banff podcast. I remember there was this one particular episode we were talking about genres we love, and then suddenly all of us were talking about how much we loved the Transformers. And I was like, I'm not the only one.
How many pages is your book?
To be honest, I haven't looked. I turned in the manuscript.
36.
And all the art, and then and let the editors do their thing. I haven't actually looked at it yet. I'm terrible.
36 pages long.
Mm. So yeah, it's a pretty nice PDF for only $5.
I gotta say, I'm really excited to look into it more and have you come and run games and stuff, because I remember you cursing me out in a Facebook post going, darn Lala for mentioning this, now I can't sleep. So I'm really excited about this, and I should curse you more apparently with more more of this, because then there will be more books of awesomeness.
I have to agree. Yes. I receive inspiration from a lot of places, and you have been a muse for a couple of those.
Well, it's really good to get inspiration from a lot of different places, and I'm really glad that talking on Banff and we were all like, we all love Transformers, that made you do this, because that's really, really cool. And there's beautiful art in here, guys. For anybody who, you know, is on the fence, if you like Transformers, get this, even if it's just for the art. If you don't play Mutants and Masterminds, oh well. The art itself is great for character portraits and ideas for your Transformers love. Seriously.
That's pretty cool, buddy. Yeah, I've had a couple of people so far who have contacted me privately and on Facebook saying, man, I don't play Mutants and Masterminds, but this is a gorgeous book. I'm buying this just for like to look at the pictures. So even those sales make me happy.
See, exactly. That it's beautiful. Definitely worthwhile. Oh, hi.
Hello.
We have a guest today. A guest.
What are they holding there?
Airplane. Is that an airplane cutter?
Yeah.
Looks like excellent. A helicarrier.
Rocket.
It's a rocket. Okay,
a rocket.
I'm sorry.
No, it has rockets in the front.
Rockets in the front.
So it's a NATO.
Oh, it's from World War II. Okay, I got you. All right, cool, buddy.
So
see you in a little bit.
So Jacob, what is your favorite character that you built for this book?
Oh, my favorite character that I built for this book. Oh, that would probably there are two in there that has to be divided between Omega Zed, who is the main bad guy, and then there is the Supernal Magistrix. who is my homage to two characters from Transformers who I have merged into one. There's a character from the IDW comic series called the Mistress of Flame. And then, of course, there is the classic character Grimlock, who is the leader of the Dinobots. I have merged these characters together into a character called the Supernal Magistrix. Basically, owing from the personality of the, owing from the character type of the Mistress of Flame, in that she is a priestess of the primes, mm-hmm. in that she believes the primes to be actual gods, and would look at a character like Optimus Prime as a living manifestation of God. But the people, she comes from a particular species of Cybertronians from a planet that is very energy poor. So they take forms and weapons to conserve their energy, like they use a lot of melee weapons instead of ranged weapons. And the vehicle forms they take are very energy conservative. In this case, I made these people, who in Machina Wars are known as the Sheen, as in machine, just Sheen. They take the form of the creatures from that were originally native to the planet where they found themselves. So these are megafauna, like dinosaurs. So the Supernal Magistrix assumes the form of what is effectively a T-Rex or Allosaurus.
Well, I don't remember what we called them in Valor Knights, but the little tiny little raptor guys.
The Velocticons.
Velocticons. That's not what we named it in the end, I think. I don't remember. We've gone through so many, but maybe that. But, you know.
I think the actual term came up with was runny, runny, bitey, bitey.
Something like that.
Sure, runny, runny, bitey, bitey. But those, the first time I saw those were, to me, Grimlock, the first generation, you know, that little toy. And so I'm like, oh, that looks like Grimlock. So I definitely am interested in seeing what you drew up the combination as. Uh-oh, are you going to show us an old Grimlock toy? Yes, see?
All right, so Alan Kohler. Hey, Alan is watching us on Facebook, and he wants to know if his next PC can be a toaster. And I said yes, but that's really up to you, Jacob.
Well, the Machina can turn into any machine form. It doesn't have to be an active machine form like a car or a plane. It could be a desktop computer. If you wanted to make one, considering this is for Beams and Masterminds, if you want to invest the points in shrinking, make one that turns into a cell phone.
Or a handgun. Keep it old school.
Yeah, I always felt sorry for the guys in the original cartoon, the ones that turned into the camera. It's like, you poor guys, you have to be carried around everywhere. You don't even get to play them anywhere. I mean, it's terrible.
Tablet. Yeah. Turn into a tablet. Wi-Fi enabled tablet. That's your new hacker.
Yeah, it's a big joke about what Megatron used to do, but yeah, he's this big, fearsome leader of the bad guys, and then he's a handgun, and here, shoot me. Put your finger right in there and pull my trigger, and let's not worry about what's actually, it's weird, right? It's
strange. Hey, do you remember the old Megatron toy where the trigger was at his crotch?
That's exactly what I was thinking about, yes, sir.
I don't remember that.
And then they used that joke on Robot Chicken, where they had Megatron shooting, holding up his big arm cannon, and then the other hand reaches down and starts flicking the trigger on his crotch to shoot the gun. And all the rest of the Decepticons are looking at him going like, boss, what are you doing?
Yeah, I genuinely do not remember that. And I'm kind of grateful I don't now, because I have more space for more important things.
It was badly placed.
Yeah, badly conceptualized, it seems. But now I kind of want to go and look for a video on it. I'm certain it exists on YouTube.
I'm sure if you look up Robot Chicken Transformers skits on YouTube, you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all their stuff's on there. All right, so this just came out yesterday on DriveThruRPG. You can pick it up now. PDF only, no print on demand just yet, but maybe in the next compilation.
Yeah, we have the print-on-demand file has been sent to DriveThruRPG. Once the file has been improved, there will be a print-on-demand version.
Okay. So I'm trying to remember something about, like, I have this image in my mind from my childhood, and I want to say it's a Transformers cartoon episode where they're coming out of a volcano.
That could easily be one. There were numerous episodes.
Yeah.
There were several episodes that involved volcanoes.
Yeah, okay. That there was the pterodactyl from the Dinobots and all that coming out from behind the volcano. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I just have that image in my head. I'm like, oh gosh, was it Transformers? It's been so long. I should see about trying to find a copy of the old Transformers and rewatch them. See if they hold up to the memory of my childhood.
To my recollection, when the Ark crashed on Earth in the old 80s cartoon, it had crashed into a volcano.
Okay, yeah. See, and then they would come, and then when they needed to do stuff, it would be coming out of the volcano was a big part of the thing. Okay.
It crashes into Mount St. Helens, I believe, is what it crashes into. That's what it does in the comics anyway, in the Marvel books. It'd be crashing into Mount St. Helens. And I think you're right. In the flashback episodes introduced to the Dinobots, then it's actually a volcano.
Okay. Yeah, and I have a strange segue for that because I think that I found the real life location of where Transformers have landed and where Transformers will start coming out of for the rest of the world. And apparently it is in China because there is a place in China right now that for the past 13 or so days, there's been a really strange sound coming out of the mountains and scientists have been going there and trying to find it. And trying to find the source of it. They claim the latest theory is they claim that this little bird, local bird, is somehow getting caught in an echo space and creating this. But sound analysts are saying that that's not it. So it's very.
Okay, that would kind of just round off 2020, right? If like Mothra just appeared as well, that'd be fantastic. So let's avoid that if we can. So yeah.
Yeah.
You guys know we're on the internet, right? We don't need to see any more conspiracy theories out there.
Yeah. So there's giant beasts, there's kaiju underneath China at this point in time.
No, I mean, like, there's a bunch of different videos right now on all over the internet for if you go look Guizhou, it's G-U-I. Z-H-O-U, and then mountain strange sounds, you'll find it. But I think that's where the Transformers are coming from.
Okay.
We're going to have Transformers coming and saving us soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the BAMF podcast, folks. We are your home for RPG news and wacky conspiracy theories from China.
Yeah,
listen in next week.
You say the Transformers are here to save us. You can guarantee if it is anybody, it'd be Megatron and everybody else. It wouldn't be the good guys. It's the way it's going at the moment. So,
yeah. That's where the Transformers are going to come from. So I guess we all need to get ourselves prepared to be sidekicks.
Indeed. Meanwhile, while doing research for Machina Wars, I actually looked up where Lookout Mountain is located.
Oh, where is it?
Which is a location that is specifically mentioned in the old Transformers 80s movie. You can see everything from Lookout Mountain. And it is a mountain that borders where the three states of Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee meet. So Lookout Mountain is there, and somewhere around there is where Autobot City slash Metroplex is located.
Metroplex, yeah. Jeez.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's good to know. Yeah, I've been reading up on a little bit just for the Valor Knight stuff I've been releasing, and I was struck by some of the differences between Japanese canon, even some Japanese toy releases, and American toy releases. It's striking.
Oh yeah, when doing research for Machina Wars, the stuff I found out about how Japanese canon seriously diverged from what we know of the 80s cartoon. Oh my goodness, they got wacky.
Yes, it did. And now there are these websites for an urban dictionary, essentially, for Transformers. I couldn't make sense of it when I was looking through some of that. I'm like, okay.
Well, in the US and everywhere else, we got obviously Transformers the movie. In the Japan series, they got Scramble City, which was the same character introduced, but in a different way.
Yep.
So that's where it kind of went a bit. And then they obviously got the Headmasters TV series and the all that kind of stuff as well. So,
So has anyone here ever played any of the Transformers video games, by the way?
Yes.
Since we're talking about the differences between Japanese and American versions.
I have not gotten to play them, but I have watched some of the playthroughs on that have been posted on YouTube, and they look amazing.
The 360 ones that sit on War on Cybertron are really, really good. I enjoyed that a lot. The Transformers Devastation one that's an Xbox One, which is done in the G1 animation style, it looks absolutely fantastic. And it's actually really, really difficult as well. So, I love it. It's really, really cool.
I haven't played any of the recent ones. Last one I played was in the late 80s. It was a Japanese-only release that a friend of mine was able to get. Maybe it was early 90s, but it was the 80s one. I forget which one it's called right now. But that was the last Transformers game I played.
And I believe there's supposed to be a Transformers Online game that is happening somewhere. I've seen some concept art for
that's
it.
That's flying around for a while, yeah, that's right.
But I can't find anywhere where you can play it. So it may just be in progress.
Mm.
Well, I mean, there's no movie right now since Bumblebee.
But the new Netflix series is coming out, so I'm sure it's going to garner some interest.
Well, I mean, licensing kind of gets tied to big releases. I couldn't even find a Transformers Halloween costume this last year. Nothing in a kid's size because, like, yeah, there hasn't been a major movie release in a year or two. So, you know, made room for other franchises. You know, Paw Patrol. We got Paw Patrol.
And you're telling me you didn't knock together 5 cereal boxes and make an Optimus Prime or something?
Well, here is the thing. You know, 2 years ago, I made a transforming Optimus Prime. I was that dad with, you know, 7 rolls of duct tape and all kinds of boxes and paint. And I started building in August and had to revise the build a few times. There was prototypes. Anyway, it was a multi-month project. And the fact that I couldn't find a Transformers costume for my kid, I was like, that is all right. Hey, how about Captain America this year? Huh? And wound up going with Darth Vader instead. But it was a lot less work for me, is what I'm saying. So.
Cool.
He's already saying he wants to be Hound this next year, but we'll see what happens.
Ah, good choice.
Hound is a great character.
So, all right. So I found this apparently is the current Transformers video game. And I thought there was some cool game.
That's the Michael Bay movie version, though, isn't it? Yeah.
That's definitely movie version.
Where you can't tell the difference between Autobots and Decepticons when they're in mid-battle because all of them look the same. Just have to figure out who has red eyes and who has blue eyes.
They have lots of gray parts on them, which makes them look a little, very, very similar. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a concept in movie making I hadn't heard of before, but I was watching a review video about the Indiana Jones movie, and someone said, "Look at these fight scenes. Look at the clarity of action. You can only tell what's happening even when it's fast." Mm-hmm. And did anyone show this to Michael Bay? Because Jesus Christ, it's really hard to follow some of those fights. But
it's one of the reasons why the Bumblebee movie worked out, and the one scene we see of Cybertron. You can tell who the characters are because they don't look like the messy jumble of pieces Bay characters.
Mm-hmm.
They look like the characters they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
The jumble of Bay characters, I was really surprised by the way that it was handled because it was just motion sick waiting to happen. It was not a clean combat scene. And having learned a little bit about the animation process of the recent years, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand a little better why things are that way. So,
well, hey, just to wrap things up, the big news, Machina Wars is out from Ingenious Games about 24 hours ago. You can pick it up here on DriveThruRPG for the paltry sum of $4.99.
Go get it.
You should check it out. Then Jacob will make more. I'm not saying there's going to be a Beast Wars sequel next, but I'm not saying there's not. So, you know, that's something to check out. Sharkticons, Insecticons, planet-sized villains. These could all, you know, if this is successful, that's all.
I could write. I know how to write up. If you want a Unicron, I could probably do that. It's a lot of growth, but don't expect to fight them well. But
you're doing Super Pets for me next, though, right?
Super pets. That is on my list of things to do. Yes.
You're filling me with confidence, man. You're like, yes, I'm aware.
I am aware that I am going to produce a super pet supplement someday.
Not someday. No. Okay, so we need to work our magic, guys, and get Jacob obsessed with it. Walt, if you're listening and you're watching, start spamming Jacob with Balder pics, and we should start spamming Jacob with all sorts of animals. Jacob, have you met Tucker? He's a very famous internet dog.
All right, and on that happy note, I need to wrap things up. Any closing thoughts, Aid?
No, all good. Keep buying stuff. It's all cool. We like robots. They smash the head out of people. It's all good.
All right, and check out the Banff Podcast Patreon and support our awesome efforts here. Jacob, any closing thoughts?
Besides supporting the Banff Patreon, I also have a Patreon if you want to support me there. You can also find my art on DeviantArt at Prodigy Duck. And, yeah, thanks for all your support and help. And to go buy Machina Wars.
Ellis, anything?
Nope. Go check out Babies with Knives, I guess. I should remember to say that.
Babies with Knives!
Okay, sounds good. Thanks to our listeners and viewers, and we'll catch you next time on the Banff Podcast.
Bye.
And there's the awkward moment.